Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 3. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." The devil had Jesus right where he wanted him, or so it would seem. Matthew calls the devil the tempter. That word tells us that Satan was intent on doing evil to Jesus. He wanted to lead Jesus to sin and rob the world of the Savior. Satan was attacking Jesus, but he was really declaring war on all of us. His goal is to take away our salvation. If Jesus was not perfectly sinless, he could not give us his perfection. Make no mistake, Satan intended to destroy us that day. He was not playing around. He is still not playing around today. Do we always realize that the stakes are so high? We often get caught up in life and forget just how serious the situation is. We aren't always ready to fight temptation. We often don't give a second thought to how Satan might attack us today. This lack of preparedness gets us into trouble. Too often we fall into sin simply because we are not ready for battle. How important it is then for us to focus on Jesus, who has already done battle with Satan and won. Jesus has been where we are. He faced every temptation the devil threw at him. But there is a big difference between Jesus and us. The Bible says, "We have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin." Our Savior never once caved in to Satan's pressure, never once gave in to the devil's temptations, or was unprepared. He perfectly fought the battle. He was victorious for us. Jesus has given us victory over Satan. The devil can no longer harm us as we trust in Jesus. Satan's plans to destroy our souls have been defeated by our Savior. In Jesus, we are forgiven and saved. In Jesus, we now have the tools to fend off Satan's attacks. With faith in Jesus and depending on His Word, we can be ready for whatever Satan throws our way. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for the victory over sin and the devil. Help me to trust you and to rely on your word. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.